The Gemara tells us that Mashiach Tzidkenu, has a special midah, the midah of preparedness, the midah of being ready for any task that comes to him. And the Gemara tells us that Mashiach sits amongst all of the chala'i raimi, he sits amongst all the people who have different wounds that are bandaged. And these people unbandage all of their wounds at once, and then rebandage all of them at once. Whereas, in contrast, Mashiach Tzidkenu, he bandages and unbandages his wounds one by one, in anticipation of being called to be the Goyal Yisrael. It can happen at any moment, and he doesn't want to be delayed by the amount of time that it takes to put on all of the bandages. So therefore, he takes the bandages off and replaces them one by one so that the delay should be minimal, so that he should be prepared and ready if he's called upon at any moment. And this is the midah of Mashiach towards us. Mashiach is going to come to do us a service, to redeem us, and he's prepared for it. He doesn't want us to wait one moment longer than we need to. But not only that, we find historically that this has been the midah of Gedolei Yisrael towards Mashiach as well. It's known that many Gedolim had a special set of Malbushim, a special set of clothing that they hung in the closet. And they said, this clothing will be ready for when Mashiach comes, I'll put it on. There were Gedolim who went to sleep always in their in nice clothing, so that they shouldn't have to change out of their pajamas when Mashiach came. Mashiach is prepared for them. They were prepared for Mashiach. Another two interesting stories about people who were prepared for Mashiach. They say that there was a bachur who was learning in yeshiva in the United States, and he had this feeling that all of us are supposed to have, the way that Rebbe Elchanan says it, that there's, at any moment, there's a 50% chance that Mashiach is going to come. It's not 60 to 40, 70 to 30. It's a 50-50 chance. Very, very easy for Mashiach to come. That's the probability that we have to believe that Mashiach is going to come with. Maybe even more. So he had a very strong sensation, a chush, of the need, the necessity to be prepared for Mashiach, who might come at any moment. So therefore, this bachur had all of his clothes packed at all times in his suitcase. He never put the clothes into a chest of drawers, into a dresser, or an armoire. He always kept the clothing in his suitcase. So that way, when Mashiach came, he would just grab his suitcase and run to follow Mashiach. He wasn't necessarily the best bachur in his yeshiva. And it used to be back then that only the best bachrim went to Eretz Yisrael. So there was one year that there was a contingent of bachrim who were the yeshiva was sending. They were the yechidei skula who were zocha to be accepted to a spot in Eretz Yisrael. And at the last moment, one of those bachrim became ill and wasn't able to make it. And the yeshiva was at a loss of whom could they send on such short notice. The bachrim were all leaving very, very imminently, and who would be able to be ready on such short notice? And then somebody remembered that this bachur always lived his life ready to go to Eretz Yisrael, ready to follow Mashiach. So he said, oh, we'll just send him. He's the only one who's going to be ready in time. So they told him, okay, you're now going to be in this contingent to go study in Eretz Yisrael. And Kachaya, he was all ready to leave, just picked up his suitcases and went to Eretz Yisrael. And he never left Eretz Yisrael. He stayed there and he became the Mashkiach of a very, very famous yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So this midah of hachana for Mashiach, of being prepared, can sometimes have positive consequences in other areas as well. A person who is prepared is more likely to be able to seize the opportunity than a person who lacks in his preparedness. The Chafetz Chaim writes that Klal Yisrael is somewhat, or was somewhat lacking in the midah of being prepared for Mashiach. The Chafetz Chaim writes that Klal Yisrael, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day, please rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Ribono Shel Olam, please give us back the Avodas HaKarbonos. Please let us bring the offerings and the sacrifices that we once brought. Ribono Shel Olam, please bring us back the Kehanim. Please bring us back all of those mitzvahs which we lost with the Korban Abayis. And Frech the Chafetz Chaim, are we really prepared for the reinstitution of those mitzvahs? Are we really prepared, both as a nation and as individuals? Do we have poskim who are competent in paskening all the shilos that will come up when the Mizbeach is restored and the karbonos are brought once again? Good, we have poskim in Basar B'chalav, in Taruvais, in Hilchos Mizuzah, in Hilchos Nida, in Hilchos Lashon Hara. We have poskim in all of the halachas that are noig bizman hazeh. But do we have poskim, Frech the Chafetz Chaim? Do we have lamdanim? Do we have koilalim that study the halachas that will be nageya imminently when Mashiach comes? Are we really prepared for Mashiach? Or are our requests to HaKadosh Baruch Hu merely lip service? Because if we're not preparing ourselves, it shows that there's a chisaron in our desire and a chisaron in our emuna for Mashiach to come imminently. Therefore, the Chafetz Chaim was a very big proponent and advocate of setting up kolalim and of having individuals study and understand the halachos of the Beis Hamikdash, the halachos of Kodshim, the halachos, in other words, of all the things that are not halacha l'maisa now, but that will imminently be halacha l'maisa with the coming of Mashiach. Preparation. Preparation is the key. Mashiach is prepared for us. He doesn't want us to delay even a moment, even the time it takes to change a second bandage. Are we prepared for Mashiach? The midah of being prepared is one which is critical not only when it comes to tzipia l'yeshua, to looking forward to the redemption, which is, agav, one of the first things that a person is asked, achar mea ve'esrim, kavati itin l'tayra tzipisa l'yeshua, did you look forward to the redemption? Preparedness is negea for tzipia l'yeshua, but it's also negea for other things. It's negea in all areas of the Torah. And from the example of Mashiach Tzidkenu, we can really learn a tremendous lesson throughout all of our Avodas Hashem, not just in our Tzipia Yeshua. I want to just quickly mention three areas where preparation can add so much to the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And the preparation that I want to talk about is not the preparation which I'm sure everyone does, because Every single person from Klal Yisrael generally has some form, they arrive at the Kiyum HaMitzvah having already prepared in some way or other. So I'm not planning to discuss the type of preparation that people ordinarily do anyhow. Nor do I want to discuss the type of preparation that we all want to do, but find that constraints of time or expenditure of energy just doesn't favor us with the ability to do these types of preparation. I want to discuss some out-of-the-box preparations, which, on the one hand, are able to be a tosefes. They're able to be an addition to what we already do to prepare for mitzvahs. But on the other hand, they're not as time-consuming. They don't require as much energy, which is difficult for us to summon up, as those preparations that we always occur to us that we'd like to do that we're not able to do. So just very, very quickly. Number one, preparation for tefillah. So the preparations that we all do, there's no need to mention. People put on a nice jacket, a hat. Some people put on a tie. Some people come to shul, you know, a little bit, you know, early in time to put on their tallis and tefillin before shachris. Everyone does their preparation. Even just stam, getting up earlier than you would ordinarily get up, is a preparation for davening. And then there's preparations that we'd like to do. We'd like to, you know, take a shower every morning before davening. We'd like to mamish get there 15 minutes early so that we can say karbanos and psuki dezirma with kavano and not be rushed by the pace of the minyan. There's all sorts of preparation that we'd like to do, but lemaisa, getting to shul 15 minutes early, there are yechidi skula, whom I tremendously admire, who are able to do this on a consistent basis, but very often it's not practical. What's something which is in between? Something that we may not be doing yet, but at the same time, something that won't require such a tremendous expenditure of effort to do. So here's something, and it's actually in Paiskim and Shulchan Aruch, which is called Sidur Tefillah. Preparation, thinking about what we're going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, what we're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for in our tefillah. And even though there is one way to do Sidur Tefillah, which would take up a lot of time, Taka, which is every day sitting down before davening and making a list of all the things that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance in with that day, that takes a long time. But something which is very easy is to write down on an index card 5 things that we constantly thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. You have a good job? Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. You have a good seichel? Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. A good family? Children and grandchildren will give you nachas? Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Write down, if there are 5 things, take a second and think about 5 things that you would most consistently have a karsa toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, write them down on an index card. And if there are 5 things that you most consistently ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance in, let's say that you have a child who's anywhere between the age of 1 day and 19 years, and you want them to get a good shidduch when they come into the parasha. That's something you can never start davening too early. The Gemara says, kol ha-makdim, tefillah letzara, is more likely to be answered. Person who starts davening for something before it's relevant is more likely to be answered than when it's already relevant. So let's say 5 things. It could be things that you need right now on a constant basis, parnasa, etc., right, shalom, health. It could be things that you anticipate needing on a constant basis, right? Even if you're healthy now, so daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu preserves your health, right? Even if nobody in your family is in the parasha of Shiduchim now, daven that when they come to the parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it easy for them, and that for all of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it easy. All of these things, write down a list of 5 things you could want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance in. And then, to review that list, you'll probably know it by heart after a couple of days. You review it every day before davening. It should take you 10 seconds, 15 seconds, a list of 10 things, 5 of Hakaras HaTov, and 5 of Bakashos. And that's a Sidur Tefillah, that's preparation of what you're going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for in your davening. And it brings Tefillah to a totally different level. It's something which people probably don't do right now. On the other hand, it's something which doesn't require as much effort as those hachanos that we're always berating ourselves for not doing. It's very easy to do. Okay, I don't want, there are other things also, hachana for Shabbos, which, you know, we'll say very quickly, a good hachana for Shabbos is to take a little nap. People come Friday night, they're exhausted. They save up all of their exhaustion from the entire week for Friday night. Comes a Suda Shabbos, which should be a zman of simcha and of liveliness, and they're ready to fall asleep. They can't wait for the Suda to be over and to go to sleep. And especially on long Shabbos, in the summertime, Shabbos doesn't start until 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Even if you make early Shabbos, it's past 6. So a person sometimes has time to take a little nap, and it can transform their Lel Shabbos from a time of exhaustion when you're ready to sink into oblivion to a time when you really appreciate the Kedusha Shabbos and the Kedusha of the Suda Shabbos. So that's a Hachana for Shabbos, taking a little nap, which is, on the one hand, something which people probably don't do, and on the other hand, something which probably is not as, does not require as much exertion as a chanois that we sometimes wish we can perform, but we don't. Then, you can say hachanois also for going to sleep, which is also, there's many hachanois that we do, kriya shema alamita, etc. We do a lot of hachanois which are not halachic. We shower, brush our teeth, etc. And then there's hachanos that we sometimes, you know, wish we can do mamish, a whole cheshbon hanefesh, a cheshbon hanefesh every single day. Okay, sometimes we can only do that once a week or once a month. But the hachana, which is easy, right, but at the same time we don't yet do, maybe it's just to say like a Hineni Mukhanu Mazuman. I'm intending with my sleep to make my Avodas Hashem tomorrow better. I want my Avodas Hashem of the next day to be better, more energized from the sleep that I'm getting tonight. That's Hachana for going to sleep, which transforms the whole experience of being asleep. Hachana, on the one hand, that we probably don't do yet, and on the other hand, which is not so difficult that it'll stare us if we try to adapt it. Mashiach is prepared for us. Let's be prepared for Mashiach, not only for Mashiach, but for all of the mitzvahs which we perform for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for ourselves.